No, basically it was just a couple of hours I spent with Louis, and it was just basically going through the players that were at the club, ones that may be going, ones that maybe are coming in, but just the way that he works really and what he expects, and me to give him an insight about anything he might not know about Manchester United. But he knew a lot, like you would expect, but any little thing that I could help him with, I tried to, and it wasn't really dwelling on what happened last season.
What about for you during the summer though? Have you thought about where it all went wrong last year?
Not really, no. I think there was a number of things, and like you said before, I'm always one to look forward, and yeah, if you've had disappointments, you try and learn from them and move forward. So that's what we'll try and do as a club, and we'll try and make it a more successful season for the players and for the fans. So like I said, everyone's pulling in the right direction for that to happen.
Ryan, you haven't spent a great deal of time speaking to Louis because of his involvement in the World Cup. When you did have the opportunity to speak to him, what was it that he managed to say that convinced you, A, that he's right for this club, and also that you wanted to be involved with him and his coaching staff moving forward?
Well, I think, like everyone would expect, he's got a clear philosophy and he sticks to that philosophy, and he won't be afraid of taking over Manchester United. He'll relish it, he'll look forward to it. He's been at Bayern, he's been at Barcelona, he's been at huge clubs. Obviously Manchester United, in my view, are the biggest. So he's not scared about the challenge, he's not apprehensive, he can't wait. And he's got the experience, and yeah, it won't be easy, it never is. The Premier League's a tough league to win, so, but that's what we'll be trying to do. And no, I was just excited by how forthright and how clear he was, and what he expects off the staff and the players.
And just one on this game itself, obviously European opposition and evening game is not something you'll experience through the season this year. Can that be beneficial to the club challenging domestically?
Well, we hope so. I mean, it's something that we're not used to. We're used to playing in Europe, so we'll have to adjust to that. I'm sure we will. You know, there's many pluses to that. Obviously, you haven't got the travelling and around the Champions League dates. Then that's when you look to pick up points when maybe the teams around you are dropping them. So yeah, we hope to capitalise on that. You know, we'd rather be in Europe, of course, but yeah, we'll just have to adjust and during them weeks, like I say, try and capitalise on maybe other teams dropping points.